Welcome. This is episode 57 of Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. I'm Marlis.
I'm Judy.
I'm John.
And we are here to go to Speyside again. We have three teas. We have an Alexander Murray import from the Tamdhu Distillery, and we have two editions of Tamnavoulin, one that is sherry cask finished and one that is red wine cask finished. So we are, and they're all 40% ABV. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start with the Tamdhu by Alexander Murray.
So we're looking at Alexander Murray Tamdhu 7-year. It's an independent bottling company based in California that's run by Scotsman Steve Lipp. The Tamdhu Distillery, Tamdhu comes from the Gaelic for Little Dark Hill. This distillery has been operating for over 100 years in the heart of the Speyside region in the village of Knockando, I believe.
Well, when I looked up the pronunciation, it was sort of like Knockando, like no can do. That's what it sounded like to me when the guy said it.
Could be.
Yeah.
All right. In Banffshire, Scotland. This single malt was distilled in 2014 and aged for 7 years in oak barrels before finishing its maturation in sherry butts.
Or huts.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Maybe it was butts. Sherry butts in a hut.
That's it.
I don't believe they do that. No.
No.
But I could be wrong. Okay. I could be wrong.
Or okay. There may have been Jabba the Hutt involved in some way. We don't know.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. The aroma is actually fairly alcoholy.
Yeah.
See?
It kind of took a moment for it to touch my nose there.
It does have a nice, strong alcohol.
Yes. So if you have a cold.
Mm-hmm.
But despite that, there is some sweetness, too, in the aroma.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
It's not bad.
No, not that much alcohol in the actual tasting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the flavor is nice. Mm-hmm. I was expecting it not to be for some reason.
Well, I was expecting something a little rougher, and this is actually...
Well, because it's a 7-year.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, really early ones tend to be rough, and really, you know, ones that have been aged a long time can be a little rough to me, or too strong, I guess is what it is. Mm-hmm. But this doesn't do that. It's actually fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember how much we paid for that. Wait a minute. I might have the... Was $49.99 plus taxes.
Oh, for the Alexander Murray was $49.99?
Yeah, it was actually more than the Tamnavoulin.
Yeah. No surprise.
No. It's kind of a middle-of-the-road tasting. You know, there's a little bit of caramel, a little bit of oak, a little bit of nothing overpowering or really distinctive to me.
Yeah.
But not bad either.
And I was unable to find much information on it at all. I couldn't find any real tasting notes on the Total Wine site, because they come up with everything you look up anymore. It didn't really. It talked about God, it's been a long day for a Saturday. They talked a lot about the sherry casks, but that's kind of like a side note almost.
Yeah.
When you read about it. But I couldn't find any tasting notes because, you know me, I do not have much of a palate except to say, yes, I like it. No, I don't. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I don't get a real strong sherry taste out of this.
Not me either.
So if you're someone that's a little bit suspicious of sherry, you know, this is certainly not overpowering.
If you aren't a big sherry fan, this is probably sherry.
Oh my god,
it says it was aged for 7 years in oak barrels before finishing its maturation in sherry butts.
I think that's what I said.
I did, yeah. Okay. No, I agree. I'm just saying that means it's
probably
a little older than 7 years, it finished its maturation in sherry butts.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It says it stayed in oak casks for 7 years first.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It would stand up nicely to some ice if you just want a nice drink after a day at work.
Yeah.
You could even mix with it, you know. It's a good middle of the road scotch, I would say.
Yeah, it is.
It's
tasty without being extremely noteworthy. It's kind of simple, but it's not bad. I like it.
All right.
Our next one is the Tam Nivulin, and this is one of their red wine cask bottling. And they have several now. So we have two Tam Nivulins here because of this. So this is one that is starts out in American oak and then is switched to casks that held American Cabernet Sauvignon. So a nice big, you know, kind of feisty red wine. Mm-hmm. And they have several red wine cask additions. I'll just run through those real quick. So there's one that's French wine cask, one that's Tempranillo from Spain, one that's sherry cask finished, one that's a German Pinot Noir finish, and then a Spanish Grenache. So you've got, if you like that wine cask finish, Tam Nivulin gives you a whole bunch of possibilities.
And when we were at Total Wine, they actually had a bottle that was white wine finished.
Oh my goodness.
Which I thought was really interesting.
Yeah, we'll have to try that.
I almost
sometime.
Went for that one because it was different. I haven't seen a whiskey finished in white wine casks.
Well, and we were talking that, you know, for at least what we can get locally, we're kind of running out of new distilleries to try. So we're going to have to try more additions from a single distillery. So it's kind of nice that we've got a couple Tam Nivulins here and can, you know, start our process here. Okay, so this is a Speyside single malt, finished in American Cabernet Sauvignon. It's 40% ABV. And the Tam Nivulin distillery is kind of, like many distilleries, has been through various iterations. So it was established in 1966 as a Tam Nivulin Glenlivet Distillery Company. And they built the new distillery in order to satisfy growing demand from whiskey blenders. And then in 1993, that blanked out.
Wait, I might have it.
Okay, became the owners of Tam Nivulin.
White and McKay became the owners of Tam Nivulin when the company purchased Invergordon Distillers, the parent company of the Tam Nivulin Glenlivet Distillery.
It all becomes very genealogical after a while. So if you love building whiskey family trees, this might be one for you. And then that closed after a while, and then in 1995, and the ownership was transferred to Kindle International and then to the United Spirits division of...
Oh, I didn't write that down.
Oh, okay.
I cut all that out.
Operated by White and McKay.
I was editing myself.
Yeah, so...
But it's now operated by White and McKay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, we'll see what we've got here. This is, again, the American Cabernet Sauvignon finish. Oh, it smells good.
Mm-hmm. The aroma is lovely.
Mm-hmm. Not nearly as nostril cleaning
first. Which is good, because I think my nostrils have been cleaned well enough, thanks.
I know. Okay, this is more what I think of in terms of either wine or sherry finish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, there's a sweetness to it, but it's not the specific sherry sweetness that you get sometimes. I forgot to read the tasting notes. This is really funny. The nose should give you Black Forest Gâteau with a soft vanilla and toasted oak. I'm not sure that I would smell this and think Black Forest cake, but...
Right.
I could be wrong.
But it's a selling point for me. If they put that up on a card next to it, it'll be like Black Forest cake.
Yeah, nummies. And then on the palate, you should get some cherries, blackberries, fig, and silky caramel.
Now I got the vanilla in the nose and the caramel in the
I taste the cherry.
Oh, yeah, and the cherries.
Kind of reminds me, John and I get coffee from where our daughter roasts, and a couple of them are very heavy with the cherry flavor, which actually, the real heavy one I don't care for a lot. I mean, I'll drink it, but not as heartily as I would others. But there's another one that's a lighter cherry flavor. So I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is tasty.
And the after notes, oh, it has a nice finish. Kind of jammy forest fruits. Now, what fruits you find in the forest, I'm not sure.
Blackberries?
Well, around here, yes. Yes.
Yeah, quite a bit.
Marionberries.
Can't get rid of them.
I mean, you know, all those berries that bears like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing it says is an aftertaste is allspice. And I have to admit, I don't get that. But allspice is kind of a delicate topic for me. I had friends that for like 20 years we used to make Swedish potato sausage every Christmas, and allspice is one of the ingredients that goes in it. And one year, we drank quite a bit while we were doing this. So one year I became insistent that all the women in my family put whole allspice in their sausage. Exactly. Yeah, Judy's giving me a side eye, and that was exactly the look I gave. But Carol maintains that I was somewhat belligerent by that point, and
it's
so
because you've been drinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they put the whole allspice in, and it was just terrible. And I told my mother this. I said, "Didn't you put a whole allspice in the sausage?" And she said, "No. Why would you do that?" And I'm like, I was sure someone did. It turns out that no, but one of my aunts who used to. You would boil the sausage, and she would put, you know, celery and other stuff and allspice in the water when you boiled it. So I knew I had seen whole allspice somewhere. But they have never let me forget that particular batch of sausage, and I can't blame them.
I was going to say, good.
Yeah. It was really horrible, and there was this crunchy, you know...
allspice thing?
In the middle of it, yeah. That's no, bad. It was just like, oh my God.
Must be how my dogs feel when they bite into a pill pocket.
Exactly.
And find a capsule in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so there you go. Okay, I think it's time to move on now.
All right.
Now that I've bared my soul here with my...
Yes, well, I don't have any good stories like that.
Fear.
Yeah. Well, I have the Tam Navulin Sherry Cask, and Marlis has already done a really lovely job of telling you about the distillery, so I will go over that. It starts out, again, in American oak barrels before being finished in three different types of sherry casks. As John told you earlier about the other one, which was wrong.
I was going to edit that out.
Yeah.
Now I have to keep it in.
No, you don't. You can edit what I said.
There we go. Okay.
The color is amber gold, which is correct. It's very pretty. The nose is a bouquet marked, and these are all from the Tam Navulin distillery, a bouquet marked by freshly baked tart. Actually, I think I have a tart tatin.
Oh, tart tatin. It's a French apple caramel tart.
Oh, I thought I had a typo. No. Okay. What was I trying to say? I'm thinking. Sorry.
I've always wanted to make it, but I never have.
Stutter typing.
Yeah. And vanilla pod.
Ooh.
Soon giving way to another level of charm as nuances of banana, caramelized orange, and fresh ginger.
Mm.
What do you think?
It smells good. That's all I'm thinking.
I get none of that, but it does smell good.
Yeah. Kind of a, you know, that buttery. Again, I don't get a real strong sherry taste like you do on some sherry cask finishes. But
taste or smell?
Smell. Yeah. Sorry.
I was going to say, I didn't think he's tasted it yet.
It's actually with you up to the banana.
Well, you know, I didn't say this.
Very,
I mean, I said it, but I didn't write
very
it. Well, I guess
banana.
I wrote it, but I copied it.
Well, it might be slightly related to Bananas Foster, which I always thought was a wonderful thing. But it's like bananas... sautéed in brown sugar and butter.
Mm.
Right.
Hard to go wrong.
Well,
that's true,
yeah.
The palate, according to Tam Navulin, is warm and inviting.
Mm-hmm.
The palate detects an avalanche of exotic flavors, glazed nectarines and frangipane?
Frangipani.
Pani?
I think.
Frangipani? Yes. Showing how American I really am.
America.
Shortly enlightened by hints of sticky toffee pudding.
Oh, okay.
Demerara sugar and Seville oranges.
Mm.
I had to look up Demerara sugar because I wasn't sure what that was, but apparently it's used in baking a lot.
Mm-hmm. It's tasty. I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this, I just love the aroma. The flavor's good too, but I love the aroma.
I might
like put it behind my ears or something.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The finish, complex and rich, fruit cake, overripe apricots, which overripe apricots doesn't sound great to me, but if they say so.
Is it overripe apricots or fruitcake over ripe apricots? Sorry. Yeah.
I hope that's what it means because it sounds way better.
Yeah.
Okay. Go back to tart tatin.
But don't you usually put the apricots over the cake, not the other way around?
I would, yeah. Yeah. So,
I have a feeling they mean overripe apricots.
Okay.
But.
So really, really ripe.
Maybe I should write to them and ask.
It could also mean that they taste the fruitcake first and then the apricots. Yeah. You know, it's fruitcake.
So it could be a sequential kind of thing. Apricots.
Then it's oddly worded. Okay.
It is oddly worded. I will go along with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even if it's overripe apricots, that's
perhaps still
perhaps
Gaelic
worded.
Is their first language.
Like, why would you admit that?
Yeah.
Do people like overripe apricots?
You never know.
Some people do. I'm not a big apricot fan in the first place, but fortunately, I don't taste the apricots, so I'm good.
But these are things that you would drink in a happy pub where you are sitting at the bar conversing with friends, or
you could also drink them at home.
Yeah, or a small inn where you are, in a nice little snug and drinking.
And by the way, this was $49.99. No, $40.99. The other one was $49.99. Mm-hmm. This one is $40.99 plus the lovely applicable taxes.
Yeah, both Tom DeVille and were about the same.
Yeah, which I'm a little surprised. I mean,
they're
Alexander
pretty good, though.
Murray was good,
I'm surprised it was more.
From Tamdu. But yeah, I definitely wouldn't expect it to be more expensive than
both in terms of color, the Alexander Murray Tamdu is much lighter. It's more of a honey gold, and both the Tom Nivulans are more amber kind of colors, very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're all very tasty. The Tamdu is lighter, would stand up to ice very well, and if you don't like a lot of sweetness, and some people don't, that's a very nice way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Both the Tam Nivulans are more sweet, and I think they're both very nice.
Yeah, they're very nice. Mm-hmm.
So, do we want to try water? We forgot.
Can do that.
Okay,
sure.
I need to go get some water. We always do the water because I tend to like at least one ice cube in my whiskey if I'm just taking it straight. And if you're mixing it with something, then it usually needs to be able to stand up to some water too. Plus, at least what I've read is that with some whiskeys, a little bit of water actually tends to help them
open up.
Yeah.
Sorry, didn't mean to insert myself.
No. And we found that with some things. There are some things where a little bit of water is like, oh, that helps. Most things, I kind of like it straight, although I still have ice in it on occasion.
Yeah.
Because I like cool.
I like I'm ice. Surprised that,
I know, ice is good.
I'm surprised at how many of the whiskeys we've tried with water that it didn't make much difference at all.
Mm-hmm.
There's been that it actually didn't taste good after you put water in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's rare.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the Alexander Murray Tamdu.
The aroma is about the same, I think.
Yeah. If anything, it seems just a tiny bit sweeter to me. But that just could be my faulty memory.
Yeah, or the fact that we've already had it.
So. We haven't had a couple.
A couple of sips. But, it's enough to... Mm-hmm.
We've had other things. It's not like we've been sitting here cleansing our palate like we're supposed to do.
No.
That's true.
Because we don't do anything the way we're supposed to do it on this podcast.
This is true.
We're Scotch anarchists.
We are. Yeah. I like it. Nice. We should get a tattoo that says that.
I like when some of the bars use the one giant ice cube that cools it down without diluting it. Those are my favorite if I'm going to have ice.
So our new tagline is the Scotch Anarchists of the podcast.
Yeah.
There you go.
Of the podcast world. Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
Okay, so now the red wine cask Tam Nivulan, the American Cabernet Sauvignon.
That was good. I actually think that the first one, though, I don't know, it didn't necessarily make it sweeter, but I'm imagining it's to be sweeter for some reason. It just seems
maybe a little smoother.
It, more, it, it, yeah.
It's not quite as alcoholic.
That's true.
I mean, there's some, but not.
Tone that down a little bit.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's still pretty mild, but very nice, though.
Well, you shot that one down, Marlos.
Well, I didn't have that much, so it may be that I overwatered it.
That was the Tam Nabulin.
Red wine.
Red wine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the water didn't do that any favor. But again, my proportions may have been off because I'm trying not to drink the entire bottle, so I'm having small amounts with a little bit of water. But
yeah, that's really good.
What do you guys find?
It's good.
It didn't hurt it a bit.
Okay. It didn't hurt it a bit.
Yeah, I like it quite a bit.
That's my usual. It's good.
I know.
If I don't like something, you'll know. I'm very vocal about not liking something.
You can't see Judy, but she's holding up her thumb.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yay.
Two thumbs up.
Okay, and this is the Tam Nabulin Sherry Cask.
Oh, our next time around, we should put a blueberry in it. Marlos gave me a bag of blueberries she picked.
There you go.
One blueberry bush.
Okay. Boy, you got all these off of your bush?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Well, and that's not... Last year I had many more. I don't know why this year...
This is a lot. Bad. My blueberry bush isn't... I think my blueberry bush is dead, but...
One of them is dead and the other one's overrun with whatever those things are.
Morning glory or something.
Oh.
It's, you know, parasite. Completely...
Really pretty parasite.
It's a pretty parasite.
I hate those things.
They're horrible. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I was just kidding. I don't think you're... do anything unless we squish it in, and I don't want to do
that
either.
That's
I'm not
like
a fan
a
of putting,
nice thing to do to a blueberry.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm not a fan of putting fruit in my alcoholic beverages.
No, pretty soon you'll want little umbrellas, and it's like
no umbrellas.
Although in Scotland, often an umbrella would be helpful, but maybe just a raincoat. But you can't put a raincoat on a drink. That's just
you can make little tiny raincoats to put on it.
That would actually
kind of like a beer can cozy.
Oh my god! I worked in a theological library,
mm-hmm.
and we had these little swans, and you fill them with a liquid, and then as the barometric pressure changes, the liquid goes up the swan's neck or down the swan's neck.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow!
So we made them liturgical swans, and we made them little vestments.
Okay.
According to the liturgical season.
Yeah.
They little I don't know what the little Pope hats are. The mitres. That's Yeah.
Fun times, Marlis.
Human ingenuity comes in when humans are bored.
Yeah.
Just saying.
It does. Mm-hmm. It does.
Mm-hmm. I haven't thought about the liturgical swans for a long time.
Well, I'm glad we could bring back that memory for you.
I know.
Good memory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So okay. Let's try the sherry cask with water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's hard to remember since we have our bottles out of water. Okay.
Yeah, again, I think I put too much water in mine because it watered it down a little much.
Mm.
I'm trying not to be a complete lush. This is what I'm saying, but... Yeah.
Faker.
I know.
Actually, I actually thought I had put too much water in, but I didn't.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. I think it tastes great. I mean, so this can stand up to an ice cube fine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't overdo it, but yeah, I know.
The thing is, like, we're using the what are these called?
Glencairn glasses.
And you can't really put those ice cubes in here.
Not the big ones.
This has to be, even smaller. John made some.
I put ice in.
No, little ice. Yeah.
Yeah, like, little ice. Oh, icy, but not the big ice.
Not the big ice. John made, we ran out of ice.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have an automatic icy thing. We just go to the store and buy bags of ice.
Typically.
Because we're lazy people.
And we ran out of ice, and we were too lazy to go to the store and get more.
So John goes, okay.
you live a primitive lifestyle.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
It was like we were doomsday preppers or something.
Oh, my
and
God.
We had to bring out our ice trays and make ice.
Doomsday preppers.
And, So we, they don't fit in there.
We had some square ice cubes, though. They're actually cubes. And they did not fit inside the Glencairn glasses because they were
too big.
John tried.
But Glencairn glasses are great for if you're just drinking it straight up. Yeah. So, you know.
Or if you have small ice.
But, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if we should, you know.
Yeah, I think just a little bit of water in both of the Tam Nabulins, and to me, they're like, perfect.
They're perfect, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they were fine, straight.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know. I'm enjoying it more right now than
Oh yeah.
Then with first a little time bit around, of water. Yeah, with just a little yeah. hint of water.
Yeah. Okay.
So to sum up, I like both the Tom Nivellens. I might have a slight preference for the red wine cask, but it's slight. They are both very tasty, and they have that kind of rich. I don't mind. I don't know. Do people feel that all the new sherry cask and wine cask finishes are kind of an abomination? Or
I am sure there is a sect of the Scotch
world.
I was going to say elitist world.
Oh, that could be.
That thinks this is an abomination. It's kind of like me with fruity beers. It's like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
Tell us what you think. Yeah. Funwithscotch@gmail.com.
Some people put like orange rind in a scotch, and I'm like,
Oh, remember?
You did once.
No, it was lemon. Once.
Lemon?
It was lemon.
Ugh.
The bartender said, oh no, that was actually the server. It wasn't the bartender. Would you like to have a lemon wedge with that? And I'm like, oh my God, what? And he's like, well, people do it. And I'm like, oh, well, I'll give it a whirl. It was okay.
And if everyone jumped off a bridge.
I was going to say, some people jumped off a building. You know,
this seemed okay, like a very low risk.
Yeah, that's true.
Very low risk.
Low risk, yeah. Except you get, you know, tormented.
Well, yeah. Marlis has her allspice.
I mean, this was years ago, and I've never forgotten.
Yeah. Marlis has her allspice. Debacle. I have my lemon in my doors. In the doors? I think it was
probably because it was at the Ram.
At the Ram. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And at that time, they did. Yeah, well, they say
it's seared into my brain.
Yeah, and Marlis is.
The day that Judy got lemon.
And then Marlis was not there when I did this. And when she showed up and saw it, she's like, oh my God, what is that? And then the server comes over and she said, you know, double doors on the rocks. And he's like, would you like a lemon wedge with that? And she's like, what the fuck?
I did not say that.
Well, she thought it.
Yeah.
And she said no. And then she's given me crap about it. I guess I could say she gave me shit about it ever since I've already said fuck. So anyway.
I think that was pre-pandemic. So
That was pre-pandemic. It was a really long time ago. I remember it too, but it was like, well, I'll try it. Whatever. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like it was poison.
And I've mellowed since then.
Only bald, fat, bald men in bars in Canada drink rye whiskey.
Okay, So I really like the whiskey vault guys who say, you know, the best whiskey is the one you like, the one you can afford, and the best way to drink it is the way you like it. So I have
She's really
tried to become more.
She has grown.
I have grown.
I've known Marlis since 2002.
Oh my God.
When she was my boss.
That worked.
She retired from it. She's like, I can't take this anymore. And so, but no. Marlis has grown. I have grown. John has grown.
I know.
Some of us in ways we don't like.
Yeah, I know.
You know, John's tapping his tummy.
Yes, I am.
His little beer belly. He's got a little beer belly or something.
Beer and whiskey.
Whiskey belly. Actually, I have stopped drinking every night.
Okay.
I do not have a drink every night, and I have lost, I've probably lost 10 pounds. Because drinking every night. I mean, I had like two drinks a night. It wasn't like excessive in my estimation. It might have been my doctor's estimation. But I don't do it every night. In fact, I'm probably, especially since I plan on having some more of that, sherry cask stuff with dinner. But, you know, I'm now just going to be sloshed tonight, and tomorrow I will pay the consequences. Mm-hmm. And
it's all good.
It's all good. Yeah. I don't have to go to work till the next day. So hopefully I'll recover.
Don't be stupid in your alcohol consumption. Don't damage yourself or others. I mean, that's the basic.
Especially others. You can damage yourself if you want to.
Well, I know. No, you
if you like want
them.
To.
We don't want
we don't
to.
Want
if
to
they
encourage
want
people
to,
do
they can do oh, whatever they yeah. want. So let's not be judgmental.
I'm good at that, though, you know?
Well, you've grown.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm making
anyway.
Make noise.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Okay, so to wrap up,
mm-hmm.
you we just, like you all three already. Of the teas, the mm-hmm. Alexander Murray Tamdhu Distillery, which is, it's, you know, more of kind of a middle-of-the-road scotch, mm-hmm. but perfectly acceptable.
It's acceptable.
And mm-hmm. both of the Tamnivulans. And, you know, try some of their other wine cask finishes, because they have this whole...
Or sherry series. Cask finished.
Yeah, I mean, it's,
that's my favorite.
They had several, yeah.
I love yeah. sherry cask finished scotches, actually.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's my new favorite thing.
Yeah, so, you know, explore a little and see what you like.
Yeah.
That's it for us at Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits.
And email us, 57.
Oh, yeah.
And email us at funwithscotch@gmail.com if you have any comments mm-hmm. or suggestions of something you'd mm-hmm. like us to try. Please try to keep it under $200. Thank you.
And if you have any other allspice horror stories,
that'd be good. That's right.
Or fruit in
scotch.
Beverages.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, that would
never do that.
Yeah. You can tell us your horror stories. We'll love it.
Mm-hmm.
We like to feel like we're not alone.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.